Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and the call-in number 800-313-9443. You can find us, Republic Broadcasting Network, on Facebook. Republic Broadcasting Network is what to look for. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. You can advertise your business or service on this network. The number to call to do that is 800-724-2719. You can send us your inquiry via mail, U.S. Mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664 is our address. You can contact us via our website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. I will have a link to my guest, Colin Gunn's website, which is indoctrinationmovie.com, on mine, which is three words, The Unsolicited Opinion. You'll find that under the tab on my website entitled Podcast. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening on our latest station, which is 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, as well as everywhere else around the country. Whether you agree or disagree, you're welcome to call in. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to be, as sociable as I most of the time am, but hey, it's just life. What are you going to do? Colin, I have a couple more callers now. I know you said you could only stay for the first hour. Do you want to stay and take these callers?
I'm enjoying it a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, you're welcome to stay on through the second hour if you want. As long as you want, you're welcome to stay with us.
I'd love to.
I just want to comment on one other thing. You know, it's an I've had several people who are educators and been involved in the educational system on my radio show, Charlotte Thompson-Iserby, who blew the whistle on when she worked as special assistant in the Department of Education when Ronald Reagan was first in office during his first term. She was fired because she found documents that exposed exactly what it was they were doing in the curriculum in our public school systems, which is leading us to be sheep for the New World Order, good global citizens. It has absolutely nothing to do with making sure that kids are the brightest and the best they can possibly be, and ensuring that we make sure they can read and write and add one and one and get two, hence the outcome that we see today. It's not happening because we're not dumping enough money into the public school system. They are deliberately being dumbed down, which is the title of her book. I've had Beverly Ekman on my radio show, who worked in the Department of Education, worked as an educator, and has written numerous books on how the kids are manipulated, indoctrinated using psychological techniques, that they're more interested in using B.F. Skinner's theories and Pavlov dog's theories into ringing a bell and the kid will, you know, salivate like the dog, do the right thing. They're not interested in making sure that their mind is filled with as much information that as is possible to make sure they're the best they can be. Kids don't even sit at an individual desk anymore. They're all grouped in clusters in the classroom. Why? Because they don't want you to think of yourself as an individual. They want you to think of yourself as just a number in the collective. And it's,
Maggie, you're right. We're seeing a lot of that. In the film, we have a section called the Mad Evolutionary Scientists. And really what we saw was these educators who took on a philosophy that really was based on evolution, that we can control evolution, that we can get the results that we want just by engineering the right circumstances for the child. And it was very peculiar, and it, you know, you've mentioned some of the people involved in that. There was a real utopian vision relating to that we would bring in this new world based on all this new thinking that was coming up in the 1800s. Of course, we're now at the end game of that, the result of that, which is young men being put on drugs to keep them still in the classroom so that they're basically submit through the drug poisoning. And so we're seeing the worst end game of all that horrible philosophy
coming to fruition. It's evil. This is evil what we're seeing taking place. I couldn't stand in front of a classroom and deliberately lie to kids and manipulate their minds for this objective that they are reaching for here. I couldn't stand to do it. I have a conscience. I couldn't live with myself if I knew that I was lying to kids and manipulating them. I don't know how these people can. We're hearing the cue music. Listen, Arthur and Jerry, I'm going to get to you when we come back. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Don't go away, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest, Colin Gunn.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Colin Gunn. He is the co-director of a movie called Indoctrination, and you can find it on his website, indoctrinationmovie.com. I know when we had spoken, you know, before you came on the air with me today, Colin, and I was talking about how I had gone to a church nearby me, which is a happens to be a black church, and they were showing Waiting for Superman, which was a documentary I'm sure you're familiar with, about charter schools and the lottery to get into these charter schools. And, you know, the curriculum is what the problem is, and this is what people don't seem to get. And I know that David in San Francisco is talking about, oh, socialization, kids won't be socialized, or they won't like people if they're not in a school where everybody's integrated. And, you know, if they're not around other kids, they're going to have issues and that stuff. And that's absolutely a misnomer. But if you want to try to push your agenda and say, oh, your kid's going to be some fruitcake or some weirdo, or he's going to be, you know, some oddball if he's not sent to a public school, well, he won't know how to have a conversation with someone. Well, then that's what you say. I mean, you know, I don't imagine that kids who lived out in rural areas on the prairie and that stuff, I don't know, did they have socialization problems because they were far removed from other kids? Maybe there was one other kid on the farm next to them or something. I mean, please.
Well, we encourage people as homeschoolers that they have to be aware that socialization is probably the one thing people will bring up. It's one of their fears. And, of course, if you went to public schools, you actually know in reality the kind of socialization that you did get on the playground, you know, and you learn Basically, lowest common denominator ethics. Anything that the worst child in your company, that is what everyone will learn. You learn a host of things that parents will never know about or hear about. That's just the reality of it. And so in terms of socialization, we're learning and we're observing what's happening in the homeschooling movement. Now, it is possible that a homeschooler could be, you know, quiet and retreatist in character. But generally speaking, I'm seeing a lot of homeschoolers, because they're spending time with their parents, and as an example, we went on this tour in our film where we take all our children with us. That's what we do. When we go film, we'll try and take as many of the kids with us. They are with us most of the time. They're in the home most of the time. We have meals together. We're doing all those things that really socializes them in the proper sense, not just putting them in a group of their peers, because we know that peers don't socialize particularly well, the other peers. What we do find, though, is that the best thing for children is to be around grown-ups as much as possible. And so would be, in our situation, quite common.
Well, a lot of kids who are shy are going to be shy whether they're in a group or whether they're sitting at home talking with their mother or father. I mean, you know, it's not just if you're a shy little individual, you're going to be a shy individual whether you're in a crowd or you're all by yourself.
Right.
Let's take a couple callers, if we could, please. Let's go to Arthur in Georgia. Hi, Arthur.
Good morning, Ms. Rodden. Mr.
Hi.
Again, please keep in mind I have a slight speech impediment, so I sound a little funny. I'd like to talk about my family for David's benefit.
You know what? You've got to speak up, Arthur, because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I have a slight speech impediment.
It's not your speech impediment. I can't hear you. The volume isn't significant enough for me to be able to hear you. It's not what you're saying.
Okay,
it's not that I can't
understand
you. I can't hear you.
Is that better?
A little bit, yeah.
Could
be your phone.
For David's benefit, I'd like to talk about my family a little bit. My wife and I have five children. Now, granted, my son is a product of the government school system, but he's been successful. But the other four are all homeschooled, every single one of them. All of them have either been through college, except for the two youngest girls, who are 19, are both currently in college. All of them are successful, and I'm here to tell you, David, my children are not socially deficient whatsoever. They've got more friends than my wife and I both combined ever thought about having when we were their age. And their grades and their success makes what my wife and I have accomplished look like child's play. Homeschooling is far better. The children learn better. They learn at their own pace. And they tend to exceed where government-indoctrinated children don't. And you cannot I agree with Mr. Dunn that it is the child's responsibility or the parent's responsibility to educate the child. It's not the state's responsibility. If you want to live within the guidelines of the Communist Manifesto, fine. Send your child to a government indoctrination center. If you want your child to be educated properly, where they know what's going on and they can make the right decisions, you have to be a major role player in the education of that child. It's the only way that your child will ever truly be successful.
That's a great point. I'm seeing what David is talking about for socialization. I think he's thinking of self-esteem, and I think we have a self-esteem problem in our public schools where everyone is taught to idolize their own abilities and to reach for the skies, as it were, and you know, the collectivism's part of it. But we're seeing all these philosophies manifest in the classroom that are generally humanistic. There's a lot of philosophies that, as a homeschool dad, I can teach to my kids that I don't think any parent could teach if they're not around to observe what they're doing all day long. Being there is the biggest thing for me. I'm correcting my children as they fight with each other. I'm correcting them as we go to the store together, as we do everything as a family. I'm there for them. If you surrender them to the public schools, you're just not observing them. And I think that's just the biggest risk for me. And we see even more significant risk with some of the things going on in the schools. In fact, if you could ask Brian Rohrbaugh, the Columbine father, about his feelings about surrendering your child to a group of people who potentially could be violent against your child. So that's what happened in Columbine. And so socialization, his farm or David's farm, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's talking about a form of self-pride and self-esteem that I don't want my kids to have. I want them to have a humble but a bold perspective and to be faithful throughout their lives. And so there's really a disconnect between what he might think is good for a child in terms of the way they act and their character and what I think is good for my child's character. And you can only have those Christian fruits if you have the soil there to plant the tree in. You have to make that soil fertile, and that has to be done at a young age if you want to see those fruits blossom. So being there with them is the way it happens.
Arthur, thanks for calling. I want to take another caller in a second. You know, I think when you talk about the individual, I think they're not allowing individuals to excel and for the individual to be the best that they can be. Look at what they do on the playing field when you have a football game or soccer game or whatever, where they no longer keep score, and they don't want a kid who's very good at playing football to score more than two touchdowns, or he's got to be taken off the field because it's just not fair that he excels at something over the other kids. And I think what's happening, one of the things that's happening in the public school system, based upon just observing how they treat the individual as opposed to the collective, is they don't want an individual. They want the collective, that you don't have individuality. You don't have skills that excel and exceed your fellow classmate. You're all equally sheep. I think that what the public school system does is denigrate the individual. I know, and it's giving them, in a sense, it's giving them this false pride as if they are really something when they can't add one and one and get two.
I think we're seeing it in different, manifest in different ways, depending on often the ideology or motives of the teachers. And so we do see that. We see, you know, the touchy-feely liberal approach where everyone's a winner. But there's also the other side, and it's often a darker side when we see, and sports is a significant part of this, where groupthink, you're trained to support a flag, or, you know, you're celebrating the victories that are on a field collectively. That you really have no context or meaning other than just the fact that you're taught to celebrate these victories. You know, so school sports, there's a big problem in my mind that there's a lot of, you're told to rally around the school. You shouldn't be rallying around a school. You should be rallying around your family. That's what we used to do in America, where the family name, what the family did, how they worked together, that was important. But now children are taken away, and they've got a T-shirt with their school name on it. Everything was about the school. So that's one of my big concerns.
Let's take another caller. We've got Jerry in Indiana. Hi, Jerry.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Colin, is it?
Yeah, Colin. Yeah.
Colin, I'm calling to reinforce. I take no issue with anything that you've said. I happen to be long in tooth at the age of 76, and I also am involved with a family, several that are retired now, but a family of teachers. And, you know, this whole thing goes back to the longevity of this movement. I can't remember the exact illustration, but when you put a frog in lukewarm water and turn the heat up, they stay there till he's dead, and then if you throw the frog in the boiling water, I guess he jumps right out. I've never seen that, incidentally. But what I wanted to say is that in 1953, our wonderful President Eisenhower, who was well-known from his victories in Europe, created a new cabinet position called Health, Education, and Welfare, a cabinet department that had no basis in the Constitution whatsoever. This was relegated to the states as a function of the states, all three of these, health, education, and welfare. Well, that was fine initially until the feds began
Jerry, hang on, because we've got to go to break. So hold on, Jerry. I'll hold you over so you can make your point when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go there, I will link to my guest Colin Gunn's website, which is indoctrinationmovie.com. You can find that under the tab on my website entitled Podcast. Jerry in Indiana, please go ahead to make your point, please.
Well, okay. My comment was that once the feds got involved through their cabinet, newly established cabinet position, they begin then penalizing the states with the promise of federal funds. But the quid pro quo for those federal funds was, let's take a look at your curriculum. And they begin then to tamper big time with our curriculum. And so, for example, the important study of civics, which is how we're to be governed, morphed into something nebulous, something called social studies. And they did say that we have a constitution, but unlike my civics teacher, we didn't go through every chapter and verse of it in the Declaration of Independence. My family, as I started to say, there's a number of teachers in my family, including the fact that I taught too for a while. But, you know, there, I made a comparison to the frog that was thrown into the hot water. If it heats up slowly, they stay in the water. And I think, you know, the very relatives that I dearly love and so forth are a product of this transition. And I don't know that they had a lot of time. They were all professional. They well. And and these two callers that called in at the beginning of the program that took issue with Colin and you and with your message, you know, they may be products of this transition to turning us all into zombies. You know, and I think that your topic is probably the most or one of the most important topics of the day today regarding the salvation of the United States.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
and I didn't say United States of America because I understand that's the corporate name of our country. But the United States collectively. And I just lost my thought. Let's see here. What I was going to say is that, you know, I think we need to reexamine these huge centralized school districts, buildings, where they bring in kids from miles around, and the population of the high school numbers in the thousands.
Well, you know, Jerry,
at least in the high hundreds, and also the fact that we allow the principals of these neighborhood schools that I would like to get back to hire their own teachers. Because, you know, when I grew up, we had lots of neighborhood high schools and grade schools and in the community. And a lot of those principals were very competitive. They wanted their schools to come out on top as far as the results are concerned. So they when they hired a teacher, they were pretty darn careful who they hired there. The other thing that I think we have to completely de-emphasize are these stupid, huge monuments to the athletic program. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have physical ed and teaching children to exercise and take care of their physical bodies and so forth, but our main, in my opinion, the main reason for a school is for academia reasons, is to teach how to get along. Now, my kids graduated around 2000, and they were unlike the peers that they went with because they heard all their dad's comments at the supper table.
Yeah.
We monitored who they ran around with and what activities they got involved with. And I've never been kicked out of a classroom, but I've sat in a number of classrooms, not to be disruptive or anything, but to see what the heck was going on there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
If I have it to do all over again, I would homeschool in a second. We've got friends that are homeschooling. Their children are very personable. They can talk about any topic you pretty much want to talk about that's in the news. They're aware of, because of their homeschooling, what's going on in our country. They can whether you're 90 years old or 19 years old, they can talk to you face to face without diverting their eyes or answering in two syllable words.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big difference. Jerry, I want to thank you for calling. I appreciate that. We've got another caller, which we'll grab. We got to go to a break in about a minute, Colin. You want to comment on what Jerry was saying, and then
the break. It's great to hear from someone like Jerry because, even though he maybe didn't homeschool himself, he's recognizing the value and he's recognizing the decline, and he gives the good example of the boiled frog. That's what we're seeing. We're at that end of that boiled frog where we just know that it's so obvious that the game is over in relation to the public schools being usable. So it's good to hear that.
Hey, that cue music is the cue. Colin, we have to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Ross in Seattle and Scott in Arizona will take your calls when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to Colin Gunn's website, which is indoctrinationmovie.com. You can buy his movie on his website. He is a co-director of it. You know, I wanted to say something before we take a couple more callers here. I was at a secondhand bookstore, with some books out in the front one day a couple years ago, and a man rode up on his bicycle, and he had said to me, were there any books on math in the boxes of books that were there? I said, geez, I don't know. I said, you know, what grade level math are you looking for? And he said, well, it's for my grandson. And he said he's in a junior in high school, but he said, I guess he probably does math at a second or third grade level. Now, for those of you such as David in San Francisco, who's probably still listening, when you hear those kinds of things, don't you think that there's something wrong with the program, that someone gets to 11th grade and they can't do math beyond a second or third grade? How do you get there? How do we have kids graduating from high school and they are functionally illiterate? What is the common denominator? What is the thread that is woven throughout all of these scenarios that we hear about? And we don't hear about it just in isolation. It is across the board nationally. How is that happening? Why are kids getting a high school diploma and they're functionally illiterate? You know, you have to say, and he was saying, oh, well, you're making things up. I'm not making that up. You look at any school district throughout the nation, it makes no difference whether it's the D.C. schools, the Baltimore schools, the Philadelphia schools, the Chicago schools, the Miami schools, the L.A. schools. It doesn't make any difference where you look. The outcome is the same. Let's take a couple callers, Colin. We have Ross in Seattle. Ross, go right ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Also, like Colin, I'm from Scotland. I grew up in the southwest of Scotland, and I've lived in Seattle for 20 years. And I completely agree with what you're saying, and that's just through my personal experience. I'm not a Christian, but I respect Christianity.
What town are you from?
I'm from Sanker in Dumfriesshire.
Yeah, I'm from Hamilton.
Not too far. So, as far as my personal experiences are concerned, I'm a contractor, like painting and construction. So I've worked for a lot of families. And in my experience, the homeschool children that I've met have the difference between them and the public educated children is like night and day. The homeschool children, like Jerry previously said, they'll stand up straight, they'll look you in the eye, they'll shake your hand, they'll engage you in adult conversation. They're polite, they have manners. The difference is just incredible. So, I mean, I think Colin's really hitting the nail on the head here. And as far as the sports-minded mentality in this country and this team mentality that's drilled into the kids in the school, I believe that's way out of control. It's kind of like misplaced tribalism, where your real tribe is your family. That's what you should be concentrating on. I don't have any children, but I really see what's going on. And also, I briefly looked at Colin's website, and I saw one of his documentaries about the rise of feminism in this country. And Seattle's a very liberal area, and feminism is rife here. And I believe that they're all extremely misguided, and I've experienced personal attacks, you could call it. And I believe that's also a problem as far as how it affects boys growing up in this country, because they really don't know what the role is. And they're taught that it's okay for two men to bring up a kid. You know, that we're really on the bad place here. And I'm not saying that because I don't like it here. I love it here. It's just my black and white observations on the situation.
No, I think it's, Ross, I think it's really good to hear your voice, by the way, that other Scottish accent. But I think as outsiders, you know, we are outsiders, so we get the privilege, whether Americans like it or not, to come to the culture and say, you know, we're observing these things, and you might not see it, and they don't see it at large. A lot of Americans don't see the problems of the public school system because they've been brought up, and they're brought up idolizing it, seeing it as a source of good, seeing it as the center of their lives. And
exactly.
In the film, we have Arne Duncan talking about the public school system, and he says, in the quotes in the film that we've got the clip, it's really interesting, he wants public schools to be the center of our lives. He even says that we should have potluck lunches, dinners, we should all meet up, and he lists all the things that the public schools should have. And what we're seeing is a replacement of where the church and the family used to be in our culture with this other institution. And so it's idolized. And so we're seeing, it's good that you're seeing these things, and when I go back to Scotland, and Scotland is a socialist country to me in many degrees, and I came to America largely because of the liberties that you were given here. And I love America, love American history. There's freedoms that I have here that I can't have over there, and homeschooling is very easy here. It's not that easy over there.
Absolutely. So that's why I love it here.
Yeah, it's a great country, but we're seeing still, nevertheless, this progression, and I always say to people that America is only, say, 15, 20 years behind where we are in Europe. So whatever progressive laws you see in Europe, you're going to see them here. And so we're heading towards that with our secularization, and this root of it in our culture largely is the public school system, which is teaching people to think about it. And so one of our other callers mentioned the globalism, and I think that's certainly part of it, is that we're taught to not value our own culture, our American liberties, which is, you know, constitutional, and there's great things there in American culture. Historically, we're told to idolize, look at the globalism and all the other things in other countries, the progressive education system. So we're seeing a lot of that. So I appreciate that you can see very much what's going on.
Yeah, like you said, I love it here, and I want to stay here. And as an outsider looking in, the differences are just very obvious. And going back to my childhood education, you know, I went through primary school and high school in the 70s and the 80s, and I even experienced it there. Like, they pretty much told us that all we would amount to be would be factory workers, coal miners, or join the military. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, we were never encouraged to go higher than that. Like, I fell victim to it myself. I joined the army. Mm. And it wasn't until I came here to this country and started listening to people like Alan Watt that I started to wake up to this. And just something clicked in my head, and I started to see it. Although I always saw the freedoms that this country had compared to, you know, a country like Scotland that's been socialized. So, yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, and looking forward to watch the documentary about feminism.
Okay, well, you've experienced very much my life in public schools, so I'm not just speaking this from a theoretical view. You went to public schools, and you experienced very much what I experienced, I'm sure, in the playground. You know, you were exposed to... You learned more about sex education from your peers in the playground than you ever learned in the classroom. And so we're making it very clear. I mean, you're probably bullied even a minor way. Everyone has this shared experience. And it bewilders me that parents who have also experienced it, they want to think the best. So I think they're self-deceiving themselves. I was bullied at school, but my child probably won't because the schools are better or different. That's not the case. So the same, if not much worse, we're seeing so much, many things. Drugs are a huge problem. I never saw drugs in Hamilton, Scotland, in the schools, but I know now that it's easy. The best place to find drugs in America is in a public school.
Yep. Definitely. Ross, I want to thank you for calling. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Hi, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, what a great topic. It has been very much so on the forefront of my mind. As a matter of fact, I do have a copy of Charlotte's book right here that I'm trudging through.
Which book, Scott, is it you said?
The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Charlotte's book. Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? It's amazing.
It is, and I'm not even halfway through it. I have read Dumbing Us Down from Gatto. I want to make a few different points. I would like to suggest, not to take away from your current guest, I'd like to suggest as another guest that you, if you can get him on, I know he's pretty busy, but Oliver DeMille, who wrote The Thomas Jefferson Education, is a great primer, especially if you're considering homeschooling, which I'm about to go into. I've got my kids in a charter school now, and I see how, even though I think the people in the school have great aspirations, they want good for the kids. I've talked to the teachers, I've talked to the principals. As a matter of fact, I even loaned the principal the TJ Ed book from Oliver DeMille because he's open to reading it. And there's a few charter schools even here in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, that have started to implement the Thomas Jefferson principles of education using classics and mentoring the children to inspire them to learn as opposed to just running them through, you know, a conveyor belt type of education system. Anyhow, he's got a great book out, too, which is I think he'd be a great guest to have on to compliment your guest today. I would like to know a couple things, though. This film that's out now, is there, whether it be like through Amazon or even through the site that you've got set up, the indoctrination website, if there's going to be an ability to rent the movie and watch it right online?
Not yet.
Maybe okay. Another question is: is this a? Are you allowing for copies of this to be made to hand out, like some of the other filmmakers have done, just to get the word out? If it's purchased, or is this, or is that not the case?
Well, we're not in the position to have people give it away for free yet, but we do plan to do something. I mean, we've just released a film, but we do have plans next year to do something where we can put it online cheaply or put part of it online or whatever we can do. We do need to get the message out there. And the way we're focusing on that right now is we're asking people to buy the movie and host something in their home and invite people over, have a little party, and you know, the good thing about our movies is that they can be used to broach a subject that maybe is difficult to do with your neighbors and your friends. You know, so if I'm seeing it, it's not right. You seeing it, and that's a good thing, because when you're seeing it, you know, there's personal things maybe with your family or friends. It's awkward to, because, you know, you're talking to someone about their kids, that's the most touchy area. And so it's a good way for them to do that. We do, if you want to buy bulk copies, you can do that and email us through our website. But the main thing is we're trying to get people to show the film at their
Absolutely.
Church. Then that would be the best way to get many people to see it. We've had a lot of people seeing it. We're virtually sold out with our first run, which is a surprise for us. And we've really been blessed with the reaction. It's very positive. No one's angry at us. And it's funny that teachers, especially, as you mentioned this, you mentioned you went to the school principal, and teachers overwhelmingly agree with our film, even though our film largely argues for doing away with public schools and not having anything to do with them. They witness to the things we're seeing in our film. They say that's what it is like. We have these problems, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, they're right there in the thick of it. So they're very frustrated with all the restrictions that are put upon them and the limitations in their ability to teach, and therefore the education that the kids get. And I will have to say that even though I know I wanted to homeschool, but at the time my children's mother, she was going along with that whole idea until they became school age, and then she got seriously confused and deluded on the idea that they wouldn't be socialized if they were homeschooled. And I see what they're doing with the schools, and I see how they're trying to implement this stuff. I don't see it as much here as the stuff that I do see on the news, but it is creeping its way in, you know. And I've had my kid come home singing the, you know, Save the Planet songs, or
right,
you
right.
know, or the global warming tunes. And I had my one kid, my older kid, make some sort of comment about we were talking. You know, they've got these pillars of character that they use to, you know, basically socialize the children. And one of them had to do with citizenship and a comment of being a global citizen, you know, and I said, we're not global citizens. He says, well, we kind of are. And I had to, you know, debrief him on that and, you know, bring him around straight. However, because, and this is where it's at with the parents, if the parents are involved, even if they're getting this stuff in school, if they hear some of this in school, and you're actively involved and you're hearing some of what they're teaching in school that you don't like, and they're coming home with this stuff, and you re-educate them from the re-education camp, that stuff doesn't stick as well as if you are just not involved. Because, you know, you talk to my kid will tell you about global warming fraud. He'll tell you about, you know, false flag attacks. You know, he knows what's going on in the world. And you know, and my daughter's wearing the same. And why?
Scott, I got another caller I want to grab before we hit the next break, because we're running out of time here. Scott, I want to thank you for calling.
Yeah,
let's go to Mark in Georgia. Hi, Mark.
Blessings to you. I don't know if we've spoken before. I've been down to visit with the folks at Occupy Atlanta, the I guess you'd call it the local franchise. One thing I have taken issue with them about is they say that education is a right, and I counter, well, maybe education should be free in the sense that educational material regarding anything that's not legitimately an issue of national security should be made freely available on the internet so people can educate themselves. But on the other hand, what we need is an honest competition. We need a paradigm shift and reevaluate. Let's brainstorm about what we can do differently in terms of having to make sure that people are competent and they're qualified. So, you know, you don't want to go to a doctor and have surgery done by somebody who got a piece of paper from a diploma mill saying, yeah, you're qualified to be a doctor because we said so, whether or not you're actually tested by objective, verifiable standards. So as long as there's honest competition, as long as people are tested to make sure that they're competent, basically to have a new system where you know, we need to step back and reevaluate what our options are with the technology we have today to see if maybe we can reevaluate some things in the way of developing critical thinking skills, verifying and testing certain things that have been taken as axiomatic, and to get out of the the paradigm of blindly trusting people because they have some letters next to their name, right?
No,
right.
I'm all for that, Colin.
Well, we don't encourage any testing or any testing of homeschoolers or anything like that, but we wouldn't want that. But we would say that we need competition. We need the free market to take control so that the parents have a real choice. I don't encourage charter schools or anything like that because that's a mixed system. I would just say we need an absolute free market in education. That's the kind of freedom that we need. And education is virtually free. The materials are free. So many of the classics are online. The Bible is obviously free online as well. And the source is there. And every parent is qualified to educate their own child.
Yeah, if you can read, I think you can. Mark in Georgia, thanks for calling. Listen, we're going to hit another break, the final break of the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest is Colin Gunn, and his website is indoctrinationmovie.com, where you can purchase the movie he is co-director of, which is called Indoctrination Nation. It's indoctrinationmovie.com is his website. Colin, we've only got a couple minutes left. Are there final thoughts you'd like to...
I really appreciate you having me on your show. It's really been enjoyable, and I just want people to... do what they can with this movie. Please go and visit the website. And if you're interested in hosting either in your home or your church or even a local theater, we would love you to do that. We want the word to get out there. This is one of our big issues. This is the one we need to address right now. If we think of all the other stuff that we're maybe dealing with politically, we need to put those things second to this issue of public education. So please make the effort, and please, if you can, buy our movie. I know you'll enjoy it. It's a very thought-provoking and careful movie in the way that we deal with this topic.
Well, you know, education is the key. I mean, if you're uneducated, you can't combat anything. But if you're educated and informed, then you are armed with the ammunition to be able to fight back and fight back effectively. And, of course, hence why we have such a problem with our educational system in this nation, because they don't want people armed with knowledge to be able to fight back against what it is they plan on doing. And this is the way to make it happen, is to homeschool your kids and get them out of these indoctrination camps. They truly are little concentration camps of propaganda.
Very much, and it's very much an artificial environment that isn't designed for the benefit of the child. It's a industrial revolution model that's militaristic, that's focused on efficiency rather than upon the individual and the child benefiting from care and attention. Children need care and attention, need their parents around. They need to be constantly observed and exhorted and helped through their lives. It's the worst, difficult, most hard time of their lives if the parents have put them into a public school system to suffer at the hands of their peers or mean teachers or all those things that we know goes on in the public schools. And just don't deceive yourself and think that your school is the good one and all the rest are bad. That's just not the case. They all have these problems.
Well, you know, and one of the things, like the one of the first callers, I think it was David in San Francisco, said, oh, well, George Bush's, I don't know which one of his sons, was behind No Child Left Behind. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing, and this is what people need to move beyond that whole dialectic. Listen, the Republicans and the Democrats both together collectively have been pushing this global agenda, and they have both been behind and been involved in the curriculum that has invaded all of our public school systems throughout the nation. So it isn't the Democrats are right and the Republicans are wrong. They're both wrong.
Absolutely. And don't trust your child to politicians, you know, and that's what you do when you send them off to the public school. These people are not the best people. They are self-interested. Universally, you find politicians themselves to be self-interested. People that run the Department of Education, it's about their self-interest, their pay, their pensions. Not about making your child into a better person or teaching them about God or anything like that. So
Colin,
it shouldn't be a political issue.
Exactly. I want to thank you for coming on with me today. IndoctrinationMovie.com is the website. Colin Gunn, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much. It was great.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Listen, keep your chin up, everybody, because better days are coming. I believe that. I truly do. Although sometimes it is darkest before the dawn, I think that we will prevail. I believe that. Anyway, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. And Deanna Spingola, another great show, follows mine. So keep listening, and I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Gold, ever climbing as the